Back up, please.
Welcome to IndieCast episode number 14, and it's about 12:15 in the afternoon. It's February 9th, and I have Abhishek with me.
It is 11 o'clock in the night in Pune, and it's a little less cold outside today.
So it's warming up, huh?
Yes, it is. So
achha,
it helps.
Tere dhande ke liye
achha. You can sell a few more CDs, yeah.
Boliye jana. Okay. All right, so let's jump on directly to our main topic that we are going to talk about, which is going to be Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And first we'll talk about what the hell exactly it is it. And Bush is going to travel to India and discuss this issue with Manmohan Singh. So we thought that, you know, we have to give you thoda sa background and why is it so important for US and for India. Okay.
Right.
So let's start with what exactly is Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or it is also known as NPT.
Yes.
All right. So basically, to give you a background, Ireland proposed that, you know, countries come together and form an association, sign a treaty for non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, that is not spreading nuclear weapons. Second is disarmament of nuclear weapons. Disarmament in the sense means that, you know, you have to restrict yourself to a certain number of to certain capabilities of nuclear weapons. You cannot develop weapons beyond that. Then the third part was, you know, using nuclear weapons for nuclear technology, for peaceful purposes.
Right.
Okay. But the important thing is that the NPT consists of two types of countries. Okay. First is non-nuclear weapon states, and the next one is nuclear weapon states.
Nuclear weapon states. There are a total of 189 countries in the NPT, out of which only five, namely China, America, Soviet Union, France, and
UK.
And UK. These are the five countries which have been given the nuclear weapon state status, whereas the other 183 countries are party to this treaty in the capacity of a non-nuclear weapon state. Now, the catch is the entire world wants India to join the NPT. Now, India is the next China, probably, or the next in line to be a superpower in 2020. Now what Bush wants India to do is to sign the treaty in the capacity of a nuclear weapon state. And Mr. Manmohan Singh has categorically stated...
I think you just said it... You just said it wrong.
Non-nuclear weapon state.
Right. Everyone wants India to join in as a non-nuclear weapon state.
Non-nuclear weapon state, right.
Which basically means that we cannot seek to develop nuclear weapons if we sign
that.
Okay.
And I think it is but obvious that we abstain from doing so because of our frictional ties with our neighboring countries like China and Pakistan. So what... The message of Dr. Singh, our Prime Minister, is that the NPT, I'm quoting his words from one of the newspapers like Times of India. He says, the NPT community must understand that India cannot join the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state. So in other words, he's saying that I'm willing to sign on that piece of paper, but I'll do that only if you grant me the nuclear weapon status. Which, obviously, the Americans and the other four countries are not allowing us to do so.
Right, and they have some problems, and, you know, granting another country to make nuclear weapons, they are a bit hesitant about that.
Exactly.
Right. So, but then, the president of United States is going to come to India. Now, first of all, he's coming here to discuss this particular treaty. What is... They're in it for India. Right.
See, currently, India's uranium ore is just adequate for creating 10,000 megawatts of electricity. With 4 hours of load shedding in prime locations like Bombay and Pune, we need more. And in 2020, with oil prices going up to $70 per barrel, we'll need more of this nuclear power to create electricity. Apne liye. So that
right.
we cannot do unless we are the member of the NPT as a nuclear weapon state, which is a far-fetched possibility. Hence this extraordinary treaty which has been proposed by Bush between the two countries, saying that it's a Indo-US nuclear weapon pact, which probably might allow India to create
not
its
weapon.
Own uranium nuclear pact, right? Nuclear pact.
Right. No weapons this time.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no weapons this time. But what is there in it for USA for this? America ka kya isme fayda hai?
Well, aisa to dekhega to America first. America, US had a few, you know, stipulations that they asked of Manmohan Singh. I mean, basically, you give us something and we'll give you something. So, what US
right.
asked was, you have to identify and separate your civilian and military nuclear facility programs. Okay.
So in other words, you have to relocate all your nuclear, I mean...
Yeah, right. If it is happening at the
separate
same place,
karne,
if the enrichment is happening at the same place, if the uranium enrichment is happening at the same place, you have to basically
mm-hmm.
divide those into two places now. Okay? One, for weapons, you have to have... You'll do it at X place and iske liye at Y. Which entails a huge cost for us.
Right.
Okay? And...
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing is, which was a bit bigger issue was, we have to help US in reporting Iran to the
uh-huh.
UN. Now Iran
yes.
signed. Now Iran signed the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state.
And it has surprised the world by creating low-enriched uranium some days
right.
back with its new president. Uska naam kya? Mohammad Ajan Ahmad Nijad. Aisa kuch hai. So he's, yeah, so what he's done, he wants to run his power stations and he says the main reason for us producing uranium and thorium is not for nuclear, producing nuclear weapons and all. It's mainly to run our power stations. But since it is the signatory of the NPT and it is a non-nuclear weapon state, it cannot do so. So it needs to be referred to the, matlab, report karna hai, complain karna hai to UN Security
yeah,
Council. Right. So USA
right.
wants India.
So here's the deal.
To be,
here's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. There is this organization called IAEA. Okay. International Atomic Energy Association.
Agency.
Agency. Okay. Which is a wing, which is part of UN, and they basically deal with verifying atomic installations at different countries, and you know they basically tell you if they are within their limit or no, or you know what they are doing.
Right.
So, but the deal here is what I don't like is that ye IAEA jo hai is nothing. I mean, you know, people just disregard this IAEA ka findings like anything. Matlab, for example, IAEA said that Iraq mein kuch nahi hai, there are no weapons. But US,
yeah,
but US said that no, IAEA doesn't know anything, it doesn't verify
mm-hmm.
properly, we are still going
mm-hmm.
in.
Okay.
So US basically, I mean, so basically you are saying, you know, balls to you, we are going to do whatever we want.
A flagrant disregard to authority, sir.
Yeah, and you are part of the UN Security Council, so, and you are behaving like this. So why should we make, you know, why should we not demand something that we rightfully have? I mean, we want a nuclear weapon state ka status. It's not an unreasonable demand from India's side.
And you know, Americans cannot do what they did to Iraq this time round. I mean, they can't bomb Iran. Why? Because it is the second largest supplier of oil in the world. So today, if America, tries to get tough with Iran, at the drop of the hat overnight.
Plus, they are supposedly said to have nuclear power, so you know they don't
yes.
want to mess with that.
Exactly, and at the drop of the hat, if Iran says we'll stop supplying oil, half of the country, half of the world overnight will be, you know, in a day's time, there are 25 million barrels of oil produced in the world, fine, by these oil producing nations. And Iran is the second largest producer of the same. Today, oil prices are $70 per barrel. If Iran decides, and Iran and other neighboring countries like Saudi Arabia and the port of Humbert and all these decide not to supply oil, then the oil prices might go up to 140, that is double. So US would not want to mess with Iran. So the conventional route is to ask India to help USA to refer Iran to the UN Security Council so that Iran stops its activities of producing low enriched uranium.
Right, so basically what UN will do is they'll send someone from IAEA into Iran to check if they have nuclear weapons or not, if they have started developing nuclear weapons or not. But, you know, talking about all these things is fine, but how are rest of the countries taking to it? How does Pakistan see Bush's visit to India for this and, you know,
I think, I mean, surprisingly, this is a line which I read from Economic Times. It says, Condoleezza Rice made a point of speaking to Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf soon after the deal was signed. And his reaction was described as constructive, in double quotes.
Oh my God. How?
Yeah, I believe he says that because India has said that we will have a no first use policy. Whatever happens tomorrow, We are not going to use the nuke unless somebody nukes us.
Right.
So I believe, and I think it's an unwritten rule between the two countries. Pakistan has not actually said that out loud, but we have. When Kargil happened last time round, India Today had posted an article that if Pakistan were to nuke us tomorrow, which the headline state said that whatever happens, India would not go that way first.
Yeah, that
but China has not taken this. But China has not taken this very sportingly. China has decided to sell Pakistan 6 to 8 nuclear reactors at the cost of $10 billion. So in other words, it's a not so subtle message to the US saying that if you can bend the rules and make an extraordinary treaty with India and play favorites, China can do the same. We can do the same.
Yes, for civilian technology, right? Obviously.
Yeah, in double quotes, yeah. Civilian technology.
Yeah, in double quote. Right. No, I was just saying, so basically it has become a political game. But it has, you know, a very secretive touch to it. Aisa lagta hai ki kuch to bhi khufiya panti chalu hai isna.
Hamesha. Politics ke baare mein baat kar raha hai, toh apna left front will not be left behind. It says it has criticized the government for not taking its allies into confidence. And how could you not tell us before asking Mr. Bush to come over to India? The left front has its woes against the present government, as always.
Left front also did some hangama for privatization of airports, right? Government said that they are probably thinking of privatizing airports. So I guess there was a big strike done by...
I think it's off now, but yeah, had you been in India a week ago, like your flight is tomorrow in the night, you would have had to carry your baggages by yourself. The entire airports were on strike, the crew outside in the airports.
Yeah, then there was lathi charge and whatnot and stuff like that. So, anyways, we just wanted to talk about this particular NPT on IndyCast because I think it's going to be important about this meeting is going to be important, and we just thought that, you know, others might want to know about it. So that's about it. Then before we end, we were contacted by Chutney Radio, and their website is chutneyradio.com, and they said that they wanted to syndicate our content, and we first checked what they are. They are basically an Indian music radio on the internet, and we thought, hell, let's try it out. It seems like a good thing. Their website again is chutneyradio.com. It's run by students from University of California, Irvine, and also comments Thank you. Thanks a lot for the comments. We got a lot of emails for our last episode, Rang De
Last
Basanti Wala.
episode, right?
But again, a message is if you want to send any comments regarding the episode, please put it in the comment section so that everyone else can read it as well.
Right.
So that's about it. Comments are always welcome. We might have said something that may not be true or, or maybe lacking some insight. Let us know. Abhishek, you want to add anything to that?
No, that's it, man. That's it.
All right. Thank you.